I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon. This hour, final hour, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time today at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes from right now. The Braves' final spring training game is today, then a day off, and then they start the season on Thursday. Brandon Adams, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast, going to join us in about 20 minutes, actually about 15 minutes, as he always does on Tuesdays. Talk some college football with him. And then we'll get to an AMA to wrap things up. Phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic.
I saw something this morning, Andy, and I was like, because I you know, how they had the Olympics years. I'm assuming it's in Australia in 32. In 2032, Abe
would know.
Abe, would you know this?
Where is it, Abe? Australia?
Oh, okay.
Thanks a lot, Abe.
Okay, because you know, usually whenever they're talking about building a new stadium and everything, right? Mm-hmm. And I saw this when they were
Brisbane.
Brisbane, Australia.
I think so, right?
Australia, right? Yeah. Okay, and
I think that's where Bluey lives.
Yeah, and so what? They might.
I think.
But they're talking about, they're going to build the infrastructure and everything for the Olympics. And I saw this where they said that they're a crocodile-inhabited rowing course.
Oh, all right.
So where they're going to be rowing, it's a possibility that it's going to be
inhabited by crocodiles.
Now, they're talking about they're going to try to get them all out.
I got a lot of questions.
Yeah, me too. Okay. I was like, and so my thing is.
Send Billy Horschel down there.
You're talking about, like, there's a possibility, because y'all can't get all of them.
Nope.
So you
also, that's where they live.
That's where they live now.
Yeah. So, I don't know what the Australian rules are as far as that stuff goes.
Like we just put them on the other side for a couple months.
Some countries have laws about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
But this was like, okay, so there's a possibility that we're doing our role. We're gaining on the French, Andy.
Or maybe even better, you're gaining on the Aussies. But the Aussies have trained
them. There we go.
They've trained the Crocs.
So they can tap the road like, pop, pop.
Yeah, they do like a little Morse code, get him.
But I would love to be an Olympian.
Yeah.
I would love to be an Olympian. Okay. But not at the cost of me getting eaten.
Yeah, I would love to be an Olympian.
Yes.
I would hate to get eaten by a crocodile. Yeah.
So, but they're talking about they're going to figure all this stuff out and everything. But that's all I thought about was, it's their... They're there for a reason.
They are, yeah.
It's theirs.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is. And they're dangerous.
And they're dangerous as hell.
Like, even the crocodile hunter got.
I mean, even though it was not a stingray.
It was not by a crocodile.
But I'm just saying this. So, they're going to lose people regardless. Because what's going to happen is...
Oh, just in the process of eliminating.
In the process of elimination.
Yeah.
Somebody, because the crocodile and the gator, they got... All right, come on now. Y'all got to give us one.
Yeah, but you know, the Olympic Committee... Yeah. World Cup Committee, they're cool with that kind of stuff.
But that's what I'm saying. We know what happened in Qatar and all that stuff.
A lot of people died building those stadiums.
But what I'm saying is that they probably look at it like, okay, all right, we got to give them at least two workers. Okay? We got to give them at least two.
All right, we got to sacrifice.
We got to sacrifice at least two.
And then, so how do you pick them?
That's another.
Who are the ones you pick?
Yeah. Maybe they got some like prison work release.
The most annoying one?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
The oldest? If we had to sacrifice two coworkers to crocodiles at 92.9 a game, just to, you know, to achieve the goal, the goal of whatever it was. Mm-hmm. But, like, who are the two that we would have to get rid of?
Sacrifice them?
Yeah, we got to feed them to crocodiles.
I don't know, man. I don't want everything to get ate.
I don't either, but we have to. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
we don't have a choice.
Like, you also don't have to watch it.
Yeah, no, no, no. You don't have to watch it. You just know for a fact they were consumed by a crocodile and died.
But I wouldn't want nobody to die.
I don't want it either, but we have to. This is the situation we're in. We have to get the rowing course built, Randy.
Yeah, but I know I ain't taking one for the team.
No, me either. Yeah. I don't care that much about rowing.
I know I'm not going to be one of them. You know what? I take one for the team.
No. Fricky's pretty old. I mean, I know, he's lived a good life.
Fricky's lived a full life.
He's lived a full life.
Fricky's lived a full life. That's the only I can think of.
Bo's pretty small. Like, you probably.
Yeah, Bo be appetizing. Yeah, Bo be appetizing.
You know? Yeah. You just let a crocodile have.
You had a baby on the way.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, we can't take
no. Fricky's got kids too.
So, yeah. Squid Billy might be.
Wait, hold on. We can't do this.
Abe doesn't have any kids. Hey,
you got to at least wait till Chipper's gone.
You know, we got a fence. We got a fence. He got a fence. We'll split her. We'll let her.
Chipper will get Nico in line.
Nico, no, she won't.
Bro.
No, that guy right there.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, that guy right there, man, is different, man. I don't know. He's a different. He's been here before, Andy. But no, I'm saying, like, she can spend time in my house. She can spend time at Andy's house with Boone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll take good care of her.
We'll take great care of Chipper.
Take good care of her.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you put it that way.
Whatever's best for the group. All right, so we're going to feed Abe the crocodile.
Go feed Abe.
That's where it was always going to end up.
We were going to end up probably saying we were going to put Abe
there. Can we at least
call
it a gator? Because Abe loves the gators. You know what I mean? Maybe.
No, I'd rather it be a croc.
Why?
Oh, it's probably taken care of quicker.
Oh, bigger.
Yeah, those crocs, yeah, they're not cowardly Everglades gators. Those are some killers out there.
Wow. Talking trash about the gators as a gator. Let's get to the big story of the day.
Going out to the end.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
That had literally happened in the middle of the game that he was pitching. I sent him inside and we took him out of the game. So you know what? I'm happy for Ian. You know what? It didn't look like he was going to make our club. I love that kid and what he meant to our organization and the person that he is. And he didn't have a great spring. I mean, we probably weren't going to be able to carry him. So I think this was a heck of a lot better than maybe having to set him down, tell him you're going to designate him.
But we've played a lot of snicker cuts.
Yeah.
A lot of snicker
cuts. That was Brian Snicker.
That's Brian Snicker.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen him be that honest.
That was just flat out.
I've never.
Normally, he's just going to ride for his guy.
If there was another time that I'm missing something, yeah. I ain't never heard him that honest about a player.
Talking about Ian Anderson,
yeah.
He wasn't good in the spring.
Yeah.
We were going to have to designate him, which means cut him, basically. Right. Somebody else might have picked him up, but we wouldn't have got anybody in return for him. So we had to flip him to L.A., and he'll pitch for them.
Yeah.
They're not good.
They're awful.
Like it's kind of like all the guys that the Braves have flipped to Chicago. You know, you're going to play for Chicago.
Yeah, but
you're not going to be good.
You know, as we were talking about yesterday, Bunk, you just remember all Mike Bell just texted him of who he would feed to the game.
Okay, hang on. I didn't see it.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, same.
Same.
Same as us.
I know, that's my laugh. Same people. but, I think, you know, we were talking about it yesterday, me and you. I don't know if we said it on air. Just thinking about all the guys that we were – it might be me and Bo, you know, just the Max Fried and the Mike Sirokas and the Sean Newcombs and the Ian Anderson's in that group of guys. Because these were, like, homegrown type guys. Like, now, Max and these guys, they came in.
Yeah.
You know, and
well, Max was traded. But Max was traded for so young.
Matt, sorry.
I thought you said Max.
And those boys, you know what I mean? Like, they came in, but they did their job. But these guys, they were like – I know Max came in the trade for from the Padres.
Years ago. But so you saw him come
but
up through the Braves organization.
You know what I mean? And you saw that. And, I mean, obviously you got the return from Max. He was unbelievable. Yeah. And I'm not talking about return and compensation for him, but the return of him being a great pitcher while
he was the starter of the game that won you the World Series.
We saw flashes from Mike Sirokas. Yep. Just so happened the injuries got him. Yep. And then Ian, he was always known for that, for the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just unfortunate injuries got him also, man.
It's a great example, though, of like why you draft and trade for and cultivate as many young pitchers as you possibly can. Because at a time, each of those guys you just named, at a time,
we're looking at them like
they were all thought of as can't miss.
Yes.
Like this guy is going to be one of the next guys.
Yes.
And really the only one that's lived up to it, and injuries are a part of it, but like is Max Fried.
Yeah.
Right? Like all those other guys, for various reasons, just haven't been what they were hoped
to be. Right.
Which is why when we talk about some of the young guys in the back end of it right now, like, that's more than likely, A.J. Smith-Shawver's only going to be okay. Yeah, but maybe he'll be great.
Odds are
he won't be.
Exactly. And that's why, you know, when we hear always about the pitching, it's not like the Braves have had lack of pitching.
No, they've had great pitching. Yeah.
But it's like the guys who are supposed to be the next wave of great pitchers, like that group, and that was they started doing all these things, all those guys gone.
Well, because here's the difference. Here's how you know the Braves have had great pitchers. Because if you're a bad organization, those guys would because those guys still play Major League Baseball.
Yes.
Like Tuki Toussaint started games last year for teams. Mike Soroka started games last year for the White Sox. Ian Anderson will pitch for the Angels this year. Sean Newcomb was even in spring training with the team this year. Like, and Fried obviously got the big contract from the Yankees. But if you're the Mariners, that would be your starting five.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I believe you.
Bad franchises would just be like, I don't know, roll him out there. I think his elbow doesn't work anymore.
Maybe he got another one.
He's cheap.
He got another one.
Can he throw two-handed?
Can he throw with his right hand? I know he's a lefty.
Yeah. Because what the Braves have done is like, all right, that didn't work out. Let's trade for Chris Sale. Oh, we've got Strider. Let's fast-track him and get him up here. Okay, let's get Ronaldo Lopez. Maybe he can be you know what I mean? Like, Good organizations find solutions.
Yeah, man.
Bad organizations find excuses.
Yeah, but the biggest thing with these guys, and we know it's gonna be guys that aren't on the roster that's gonna get a start.
Oh yeah,
it's gonna be guys like who the hell is this guy?
Think of Grant Holmes. Yes. Grant Holmes had been a major leaguer for 10 years last year. He finally got a chance and was awesome.
Finally,
he was a great story last year. We were calling him Kenny Powers and all that. Now he's going to be in the opening, like starting rotation to start the season.
Didn't have that on my bingo card there, Andy.
Neither did I.
Yeah,
neither did I.
But as long as he's good, because sometimes you know what the one thing
I'm sick and tired of carrying all the weight.
Some people are late bloomers.
Some people are.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Yeah, some people are late bloomers, Andy.
You're still waiting. Some people are still waiting to bloom. All right. Brandon Adams is going to join us, Dog Nation, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.